You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Vet. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I have a question, if I can, please. What's the maximum that you guys total to the shop?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Yes, ma'am. I want to know, what's the maximum distance that you could tow my car to get it fixed to the shop, to the mechanic room?
That depends on your policy and what's the coverage, mileage that your insurance covers. I wouldn't know that unless I access the policy.
Okay, can you access the policy?
Yes, ma'am. What's your first and last name?
Yes, ma'am. Stephanie Jackson.
Stephanie. It's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's Jackson as your last name?
Yes, ma'am. And I have my policy number available for you.
Yes, ma'am. Verify your callback number in case we get disconnected.
Yes, ma'am. It's 470-579-8535.
All right. And would you like to receive the text message updates with the provider estimated arrival time?
Yes, ma'am. And
all right.
Last time, okay, I don't...
Go ahead.
Last time I called you guys and me for the same car, excuse me, I called you all about 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The tow person called me back at 2 a.m. and never showed up.
Mm.
I just want to say that over 6 hours later, they called me back. It wasn't so I'm hoping that doesn't happen this time.
Right. Let me check that. Let me check on that, too, also. Do
yes,
you know what day of the service?
No, I don't. It's been probably about at least 6 weeks ago.
Okay, let me check
but
into
the
that.
Last call that I gave you, whatever call notated on the last call, it was a no-show. And I called back to complain, and they told me, oh, the manager's not here. You'll have to call back later. And that wasn't very good service. And I'm like, I'm calling to complain, but I can't complain.
Did you call the tow truck company and complain, or did you call
No,
because
I don't know who the tow truck company was.
Okay.
I did that.
All right. What's the year and make of your vehicle?
Yes, ma'am. Same vehicle. I'm sorry. A 2007 Cadillac Escalade.
Okay. Let me see.
Thank you for helping me.
You're welcome. I'm going to look into it also. It's loading. Give me 1 minute. I'm going to try to look at the older ticket to see who was the provider.
Yes.
So we won't dispatch the same provider.
My car has been down since then because I never got it towed.
Right. And that was a Cadillac Escalade, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And what color is it?
White.
Okay. Escalade, white color. All right. Let me see something. That's Georgia, right, GA?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. And thank you again for helping me.
You're welcome. All right. It looks like it was, let me see, Unique Towing. Yeah. I'll make sure I won't do
that.
But
I hope that they don't bill you guys for something they didn't do. And if they made notations in the systems that they didn't do a show for me, and it took them hours to even call me back.
And that was for, it was driver down a street, just cut off. Car would not start. Back up. Due to lack of communication from provider. She's unable to reach provider due to lack of communication from the provider. Unique tone was supposed to help customers. Not complete job. All right, escapes and dollars approved. Why did he call back?
What was the date, ma'am, if you don't mind?
It was on the 23rd of March.
Okay.
That's the last ticket I have.
Okay. Yes, I know it's been a month.
Yeah. March, April. It's May.
Mm-hmm.
If that was in March.
Man, look, the customer mad.
I know you was upset. That's crazy.
Because my car run since then.
Right. And the pickup was, let's see, destination. So from, Custom Willie Keys. They don't even have the address on here.
So I'm glad. Well, I'm not glad that they did the wrong thing, but you know how I've been on the other side of that phone call before where the customers say, in fact, it could be night and day.
Right.
So I'm glad that, you know, they documented or did not document, mm-hmm. you know, what I'm saying, that they didn't do their part for me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. They have on here where you call back. What's the problem with the vehicle now?
It's not running.
Will not start? Will it shift into neutral that you know of?
It needs to be towed. I've tried to work mm-hmm. with it. My battery was completely dead.
Okay. Yeah, it usually should. For the shifting part, we want to know that for the tow truck provider, that's important to know if they need special equipment.
Okay, let me find out for you now. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Roadside want to know if the car is shifting to neutral. Do you know what? Right now with the battery dead, will it come? I mean, even with the dead battery now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. You and my son pushed it in neutral.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So that's the Cadillac Escalade. Let's see. We'll drive. Okay, and that's a rear wheel drive. Hold on, let's set it up.
Oh, that's what it is. I have a rear wheel drive.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, love.
Is it currently in a parking garage of any kind?
It's at my address.
Okay. No parking garage, right?
It's at home. No, it's not inside the garage. No, ma'am. It's in the driveway.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Keys are with the vehicle. Would anyone need to ride with the provider to the drop-off location?
No, I can follow them. But my question is, and I'm hoping that I'm covered.
Okay.
I need to get it towed to Cadillac. Cadillac is 22 miles away. Is that
okay.
outside of my range?
You currently have a 15-mile coverage. So if it's 22 okay. miles away, that's like 7 miles over.
Yes, ma'am.
So with the 7 mile overage, the only thing is your insurance will cover for the first 15 miles and you'll pay out of pocket for the 7 mile overage. What I do is I get at least 3 quotes on those 7 miles.
Okay.
You're in Georgia. Yes, ma'am. You're in Georgia. They don't usually charge a lot per mile. So what we can do is just get 3 quotes on it, and whichever is the cheapest, we'll go with that one. You choose if you would like to proceed or not, and we're going to pick up from your home address.
Okay.
Okay. You just give me that drop-off address.
Yes, ma'am. 7444 mm-hmm. Appaloosa, and that's APPALOOSA.
Mm-hmm.
Cove, CB. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Appaloosa, Cove, Fairburn, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Let me see something. Let's make sure the mileage right on there.
Okay. You know, and that's according to MapQuest, the 22 miles.
Yeah.
You know how
yeah. All right, your penalty covers you, but it's colored. It looks like it. Because it's staying 40 miles on this one. Let me see something. It's staying 40 miles. From your home address to Fairburn.
The Southtown Cadillac. And that's on, let me give you the address, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Let me go back. And that's 744. Let me look at that on my map. I don't think that's okay. The right address.
It's going to the address of 695 Bullsboro. Spell it. Bullsboro Drive.
Okay.
Nuna, Georgia.
Alright. And this is going to be the drop-off address, right?
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay. 695 Bullsboro. So the Appaloosa, what was that?
Cold.
Uh-huh. What, is that the pickup address?
That's the pickup address. Yes, ma'am. It's at
okay.
Home.
Alright. Let me go back. Because, you know, they still have 1911 Harmony Trace on here, so.
I have been going through that forever. And look, as I'm explaining to you, and thank you, baby girl, that uh-huh. was my temporary mailing address.
Okay.
Everybody has put that down as my home address, but no, you could take that out. You could totally delete that and not call the general and tell them again.
That was
a temporary mailing address because it's very confusing.
Right. Yes, ma'am. They'll have to do it on their end. We don't
okay.
We don't have access to okay, it is showing 22 miles. Exactly, and it's gonna be 7 mile overage.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna reach out to the provider and get the overage cost for you for those 7 miles.
Yes, ma'am.
Once I receive that information, I'm gonna give you a call back and we'll go over the quotes that I received and you can choose to proceed or not. All right. So I'm going to give you a call back at the 470-579-8535 number.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can help you with before?
No, not at this time. I sincerely appreciate you, baby girl. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Just be expecting my phone call back, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Will do.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.